It's Torgan Elliott. This is going to be a great. We might go over 10 here. We have Cato Kalin, who's at Wizard World Comic Con.
Good morning, Cato!
All weekend long.
I love yes. Jim Brewer, though. Yes. I love Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer's in the house.
Jim Brewer.
He's doing his own adjustments.
I got to turn my headphones down.
Yeah. Have you guys met? Because you guys were talking, coming into the studio like you guys were buddies and met before.
Well, I just know Jim from seeing Jim, and I was like, I thought it was a connection going on, and I'm a huge baseball fan, and I've seen his stuff doing the Mets, and I'm a Brewer, so I love this guy.
Well, at first, I'm not going to lie, I thought you were a country singer. I swear to God, I walked in, I wasn't, and you went, Brewer! And then it took me like 2 seconds and went, oh, shoot.
He thought you were the guy
Cato.
In Rascal
I got
Flats.
It.
I'll take that. He's a hot dude, right?
Cato.
He's a hot dude. I'll take it.
You look fantastic.
I love this.
You get better looking as you get older, Cato.
Yeah.
You've gotten
really
younger.
Whoa, hey, thanks
he
so
looks
much.
Fantastic. But yeah, he's a big, well, how... Because you grew up in Milwaukee? How'd you...
Yeah,
Brewer fan.
Brewer, everything sport-wise, as far as I know, we're not a sports show, but yeah, Brewers, Packers, everything Wisconsin.
Well, Packers,
we talk
I
sports
get.
On the show. It's all good. Do. I'm a Cubs fan, so...
Well, this is... Listen, yeah, the Cubs are like the freaking mafia. You can't tell me Joe Maddon didn't start the season going up. Now listen, we're going to enjoy the first half of the season. We're going to take a break. And then I want you to start amping up after we'll shock the world, and then we'll come back and we'll win it again. That's exactly what's going on with the Cubs.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree with you 100% because that's they just kicked our butts in Milwaukee.
So just let's stay even.
Only to grab it back.
Let's just stay even for a half. We know we can kill these. We've sized everybody. It's like a boxer for the first 5 rounds. He's just like, oh, jab, jab. All right, I'm done. Bang, 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 bang.
Conor McGregor, Mayweather, what do you think?
Ooh, what an entertainer.
Oh, Mayweather's going to hammer that, right?
I think so, but I'd really love to see McGregor pull that one off.
Yeah, but or at least land a few.
I don't think Mayweather's going to knock him out because he's a...
No way.
Mayweather's a... soft puncher, and he's not very active, and McGregor's been hit by every dude, every kick, everything.
I think you're wrong.
You know?
I'll tell you why. His trainer just quit today.
Yeah, the sparring partner. Yeah.
I think
who quit?
His sparring partner.
McGregor's?
Yeah. So that's a bad sign.
That's kind of a crap gig anyways.
Get close to me.
Hey, I'm fucking love with you, Jerry.
You're Conor McGregor's sparring partner. Who signs up for that?
You're not getting paid, and my job is just like, I gotta let him kick my ass.
Yeah, he's definitely getting paid. McGregor's getting paid.
$100 million.
Yeah, but I'm saying his sparring partner, you're saying...
That's a sparring partner. What does he get out of it?
He's got probably $1 million.
Ooh, all right, I'll become a spam.
That changes it all a little.
No, he got pissed off because McGregor pushed him to the ground. He fell on the ground, and then McGregor stood over him. They took a picture and put it on Twitter or Instagram or something.
Yeah.
So the guy got pissed off and said, "You're not telling the real story. I kicked your ass for 12 rounds, and you're taking a picture of me getting knocked down."
Tommy Johnson's got 1 million viewers on Snapchat. And what was the other thing about Tommy Johnson?
Tommy's got 15 million viewers.
You don't know who that is.
It's cats, Dad. Dad.
I said the same.
He's the cat petter. He makes videos of different ways to pet your cat. He's got 15 million viewers. He's hot. He's so hot.
Hey, we're on Facebook Live, by the way. We should mention so you can check us out on the Facebook
He's
page.
He's doing appearance at the hockey arena. He sold out for 9 straight shows. What?
Screw booked him.
He's bringing out a cat. me and Cato are busting our asses. They're like, "Who's the Comic Con? I'm at the Funny Bone." This guy's up there going, "Here's a new way to blow my nose." 15 million sold out at the arena.
The nose blower.
He's got a 7-minute show. It's life.
So OJ's up for parole there, Cato.
I thought that question was for Jim.
And OJ's up.
Can't be.
I know you're working and you got a lot of stuff. We want to get into why you're at Comic-Con and what you're going to be doing. But I turned on Entertainment Tonight, two weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Boom, there's Cato. Were you kind of pleased to have them knocking on your door again and seeking you out?
Here's the great story about that. The girl that called me is my goddaughter. She's a producer at Entertainment Tonight. I said, "No, I'm not going to do any interviews." But her dad's my best friend. He said, "Just do this." So I did it as a favor.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I did it too, because they plugged the thing that I'm doing now. It's called guesthouserent.com. So I have this huge company that I'm part owner with, guesthouserent.com. If you live in LA, which I know you don't, but guest houses are the biggest thing to get in California. It's a whole new law. I won't bore you with that. But if you go to guesthouserent.com, that is, we just shot a commercial for
my guest house is on there, Jerry. You can rent out my guest house in Westerville.
It's bigger than Airbnb.
Really?
So, yeah.
Airbnb's really expensive. I tried to get a place in Nashville, and I was like, my God, dude, you know?
Yeah, but hold on. Did you just hear what you said? I'm trying to get a place in Aspen. You can't show up to Aspen unless you're 10 million plus. Aspen is a hot area.
Yeah,
you're not staying in Aspen for a night for $8.
Right.
It takes $5,000 to show up in Aspen.
No doubt.
Dumb and
so go
right
to this rent.
Guesthouserent.com. No, yes. But it's huge business, so it's doing really well.
Would you do an appearance with OJ if he gets out and you would say no?
No, I was offered already lots of money. For anything. I can't.
For a million bucks?
No way. I'm living now with Bill Cosby. I don't have time. I have no time. Come on, guys. Give me a break. And the parties he throws. He puts the J in hello. Jim Brewer and Gato back together again. I'll give you a cat patting. There we go. 15 million hits. Watch this.
That is great. That is great.
No appearances. No way. I don't need to. It's
you don't need
it
now.
Pass. Yeah.
So what's the over under on how long before he gets in trouble again? What do we see? Vegas has it at like 16 months.
I'd say it won't happen because he's 70 now, and I think he's
finally
crippled. He's like, listen.
Yeah.
I think he learned his lessons. 9 years. I became friends with a lot of detectives, and one of the detectives, Tom Lang. We did a show. He said that case of him, the robbery, if it happened in L.A., they would have just thrown it out. It would have been a no-brainer. So Vegas is basically saying, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like...
Cato, what did you think of the miniseries?
The miniseries, I was just telling him.
Took every award.
I didn't like the casting.
Took every award, didn't it? It was wonderful.
It was a guy who was playing Spicoli.
Yeah, right? I didn't like it.
I didn't see it.
He kept coming to the door with no shirt on. Yeah. And I was like... Hey, what?
It's like Brad Pitt and True Romance.
One of my favorite films.
Yeah.
Tarantino wrote that. Yeah. But I wrote for the New York Daily News. They asked me to write one article. They gave me a screener. That became 10 articles. And my second one got on the cover of USA Today. Little Jim, thank you. It's a high five if you can't hear it. So that kind of changed my life. And then ESPN, the documentary, which won the Academy Award.
Yeah,
so now
yeah.
I can tell people I do have a supporting actor.
Oscar. Sure, sure. Good for you.
Yeah. Jim, are you making the Mets videos this year? I loved your videos.
I did a couple.
Did you?
It's harder when they suck.
Yeah. You can't get as angry.
That was exciting. We lost by 8 today instead of 12. We lost another starting pitcher. This is awesome.
You did every game last year. I thought that was rather ambitious.
Yes. I did every game in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So
is it 2 years?
Yeah,
wow.
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
Yeah. 2015, every single game. 2016, every single game. This one, I lasted about 3 weeks.
Does it make me a loser that I watched like 50 of them last year?
No, I love it.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Because I find myself watching your videos and going, I just spent like 3 hours watching the like last 20 games of meth. I don't even know what happened in the games. I just like watching Jim get angry.
Well, it turned into a baseball show that I just shot in New York where it's brought in all these different fans from different teams that make videos for their teams.
And for Jim, same thing. I tweet for the Brewers, and all because of my tweets, and I'm really, really passionate, and I say the truth. I say I have a sports show called Sports Haters. We say what you're thinking, pushing the envelope until you get paper cuts, athletically incorrect. So it's the same thing, and that became because of Twitter. It just went through the roof, and now
Cat Guy still has more followers, though.
What's that?
The cat guy.
The cat guy is always going to crush us.
Yeah, the cat thing.
I was surprised. I didn't get social media at all, and then when the Met videos started. I didn't know they were going to make it to the World Series. Who knew that was going to happen? And I was doing every day. And by the time the World Series hit, it was up to 1.5 to 2 million viewers a night.
Yeah.
And then what I didn't realize, and I'm playing like South Carolina, and I'm walking on stage, let's go, Mets! And there's 150 people with Mets shirts. Like, whoa! I'm playing New York. Hey, you're sold out. You want to add another show? Sold out. It's 1,000 seats. You sold out again. You want to do another show? Like, what the hell
isn't
is
amazing?
Going on? And then what it does is people go, who's this Met guy? Oh, he's a comedian. Oh, look at his videos. Oh my God, we gotta go see it. I had no. Now I get it. Now I get the. It's just bring eyes on you, and then they discover you.
Now, do you do this on Facebook? Do you get paid?
It's all Facebook, and I do not get paid
because I have friends that you guys probably know. A lot of the friends that get paid, the pranksters, they make incredible amounts of money. So you gotta make that into money for you because it's huge amounts
Kato.
Of money.
I know,
huge.
But here's what happened. I tried. What is it called when you put on YouTube? Influencers
or
whatever.
Pass. Next.
Yeah,
one.
Pass. That's what the doctor says. Pass.
Something with a penis. Pass. The cat better. Got it.
Kato Kalin, we should mention, is going to be host of Wizard World Comic Con. So all 3 days he's going to be there, right?
Yeah, we have a stage. We have the best of people in Ohio. So we have jugglers, comedians, Jimmy Busy. And we have, it's an incredible
Kate
show.
Kate Beckinsale's in town.
She's dating our buddy.
Our comedian friend.
Kidding me? He's 21 years old.
Kids from Columbus.
Matt Rife.
He's 21.
Comes in studio and hangs out with us.
Okay, great. Yeah, Matt will be there too.
Yeah.
And we have it starts today at 4 to 10, and then we have 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning Saturdays. Runs all night till 9 at night, and same thing on Sunday.
Yeah.
So yeah, come by Wizard World. It's a lot of fun.
It's a popular show.
And go to Funny Bone too.
Now where is it? Where is that?
Convention Center.
Convention Center.
Downtown.
So I can go. I'm off all day today. Yeah.
What do you think of our new downtown? They did some work down there.
The
it's looking good.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
I was totally impressed.
Yeah,
I mean the whole feel of it. I'm impressed with Columbus.
So you want to bet?
From Milwaukee, it's that Midwest got that same.
You went to Eau Claire, right?
Yeah,
I was born in Baldwin.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I have
no right
clue.
Next to Eau Claire, like 10 minutes, like Menominee. You know where Menominee is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right by Menominee.
Oh, it's a really small town.
Yeah, really small, like 2,000 people.
People don't know how beautiful that city is.
It's awesome, Eau Claire.
Lenin Kugel's beer started in
the
Chippewa. Annie Hall was born in Chippewa Falls.
Okay.
Woody Allen.
Eau Claire's got a lot of stuff going for it, man. It's a good party city.
I'm really inspired by Kato's. Your energy level is through the roof.
Oh, wow.
You don't have kids, right?
I have an older daughter.
You have one. All right.
Hey, what we got to do
is always this way. It's always this way.
We got to take a quick 3-minute break
and
then we can go to the top. No, 3-minute break and then we'll come back. We spend the rest of till whenever. We could go like till noon or whatever. Storg and Elliott, Kato Kalin, Jim Brewer in studio, QFM 96. All right, Storg and Elliott, and in studio, Kato Kalin, who's going to be at Wizard World Comic Con at the Convention Center. He's the host, so you can get 3-day passes and hang out with him and stalk him all 3 days.
Hey, let's do a trivia giveaway.
Excuse me,
I'm going to give tickets away.
I'm trying to make
bone.
Some time here, and then I trained to be an astronaut, and that was after I played professional ball for a few years. You guys go ahead here. Kato has people.
I'm reading a book on gravity right now, and I cannot put it down. Jim, we got to open it.
Here's the thing. If you've seen his wife, you know he could land her.
I love it.
Jim Brewer, too, at the Funny Bone. 2 shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow. 471-JOKE is the phone number. Jim, how'd the rock album go, man?
It sold almost 3 copies.
So it went tin.
it went tin cup.
Yes. It went aluminum foil.
Let's go one way.
It went ashtray. That's where it went garbage can. No. It did all right. Is it it's became a 1-man show, which I kick off in Vegas in September.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's called Evening with Jim Brewer at South Point Casino.
South Point, yeah.
Yeah, and then where the horses are.
I heard you hate the cast. Whoa!
Kato, you should do stand-up.
I hear you hate the cast.
We have a lot of the same
stand-up.
So, Kato, have you ever done stand-up or hit an improv?
Stand-up, I do a lot. I did a month over in with Jeff Richards, SNL, and the Greg Wilson. So I was the MC.
Yeah.
MC is much better than me.
Yeah,
MC is
a good gig.
Fantastic MC.
Yeah, just MC. Yeah. Keep the energy. Go pass off the next thing.
Right,
and do,
right.
Boom.
Hell, they're going to fire us and hire you two pretty soon.
Oh, you should
you guys
be on TV.
Forget, we're just renting. You guys.
Should be a TV. You should be on TV.
Yeah. There's some...
As soon as you walk
you
in, you're just, I'm
sold.
Yeah,
you sold something. We'll see. It's a wrong place, wrong time. It's about people that get caught up in something they have nothing to do with, ancillary to a crime, how your life changes. They're on the sidelines of crime. So we sold it. I got a showrunner. We'll see. But, you know, the business
is. Yeah, you know the deal.
Yeah, so it's there, it's done.
The guy that wrote Friends is actually producing. It's Gary. The guy that did Curb Your Enthusiasm, he's doing it.
His cousin.
The craft service.
Tony
Danza.
Everyone's in it. Tony Danza will play Tony.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. It'll probably go right now. I think it'll go, but you know, so much is happening. It doesn't matter. And I was telling the lovely Maddie here, I just got this film I start in November. And it's a superhero film, karate, and there's eight knockout girls, like international girls that actually know karate, and I'm not nuts about the script yet, but it is going to be
so... Friday night?
No, it's a big time. It's a big...
Oh, okay.
It's a big...
That's good.
I saw you on the other day. I was watching, it was like on TBS or TNT, Hail Caesar with Anthony Michael Hall, and I go, damn, there's Kato. Like, you're in a
Robert
seat.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. is in that movie. And then you're, like, at a party, and judgmental, preppy guy.
Yeah.
Was he cool? Was it so funny?
80s, 90s movie?
That was before Simpson. Here's the greatest thing ever. I get judged for everything I do. Everything's under a microscope because Kato come to trial. You capitalize on this. Yeah. I've been around forever and had my side card for 33 years. I can't win sometimes. Now it's sort of like, oh, that Kato is exploiting this. No, I'm being exploited. I'm working my tail off on everything I do.
Yeah.
I used to go to premieres the week before the incident happened with the horrible murders.
Because you did that movie before the...
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And the week before that, I'm screen testing for a film called Dumb and Dumber for the... Aaron Morrison, my buddy, produced the film, executive producer. So I was like, oh my life is, it's going great.
Yeah.
And it shut down. just shut down. But now, 22 years later, everything is being judged. 22 years later, things are kind of happening.
How was Robert Downey Jr. on set? RDJ. Did you hear that, Jim? RDJ, because I'm in.
It was,
hey, you know what?
I'm on the inside.
Robert
He's
Downey, they were
earned
so
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's earned RDJ the third, fourth, fifth. He's earned that right. Boy, go ahead.
Hey. Oh, no. But Robert Downey, he's the coolest. And you know what's so funny?
He's funny, too.
He's great. Yeah. Well, he was SNL guy, too.
Yeah.
So the thing is that, just think about his career, that it was...
Yeah.
I'm doing a movie with him. And so he goes on to be Iron Man with Jon Favreau, who did Swingers.
Right.
It's like so... You get that one freaking break, you can do anything and...
Because he was
forever.
On SNL,
I loved him.
And he didn't.
And Anthony Michael
he
Hall.
Wasn't, you,
no.
It was Anthony Michael Hall, and you watched him and go, where's the funny? But then he leaves the show, or he probably fired, whatever, then he's just huge.
I loved him in Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Chaplin is amazing. So
he's an amazing actor.
I liked him in that video when he fell asleep in his neighbor's kid's bed. Remember that?
That's a great one.
Man, I've been drunk before, but I've never been that high. That's
15 million hits on Snapchat.
Yeah.
he made more money on that video.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. He's the original house guest. I got a new house guest.
Kato, did I see on Baskets? That's one of the funniest shows on television.
It was Baskets. I did the opening.
Galifianakis is great.
Yes. Did that.
And Louie. Hi, Jim.
I traveled with
Louie. I want to touch you.
Oh, my God, when he plays the mother. I just saw that for the first time.
I wear moo-moos. Hi, Jim.
I got to say, Louis is my favorite part of that freaking movie. I can't get enough as Louis Anderson as the freaking mother.
Because he played it so well.
He's so funny.
Yeah,
he and is. I buy that he's the mother.
He said he's doing his mom.
It's so good.
It's a great show.
I want a show just on the mother.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I can watch it for hours.
Yes. Louis.
Yeah.
I toured with Louis.
Did you really?
He was trying to, in the 90s, Louis said, I thought I was funny. He goes,
he's a great stand-up.
Comedy. So we did a tour and then things got out of hand.
Yeah.
With the trial stuff.
Right.
Like, it ended.
Yeah, he was great. He went off on me in Vegas one night.
What?
Well, we were playing blackjack together, and I had to lie to him when we had a bar.
Did you have to pay extra for that?
He got off on what?
He got mad because I hit, and it was right. I took the right hit, and he lost on the hand and just flipped out, like spazzed out, like, I wouldn't have took that. You took my card.
Oh, is that the table?
Yeah, and it's like, dude, I had like a seven, and I had to hit on it. You
hit on a seven?
Yeah, like a seven, like a four and a three, and I had to hit.
Oh, and yeah, of course.
And he got mad that I hit 17.
And you took his card.
And he claims I took the bus card for the dealer, and he just flipped out. And I like, dude, I played it right.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he just
that's,
he just lost a big amount of money and just flipped out, man. Like,
yeah,
totally
he's a big gambler. Louis Anderson, big gambler.
Yeah, big gambler.
Did you mention he had your show? this is a long time ago, right?
Yes, this was a long time ago. Yeah. I was like a producer at the time. We used to do a sports show out of the MGM Grand, you know, on the stage back there by the sports book.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just hit the table like after the show, and there was Louis Anderson. We were playing blackjack, and he just flipped out.
Jim, how long is your residency going to be at
South
Point?
Oh, it's only 3 nights.
Oh, just 3 nights?
Yeah,
but
is it three nights.
Could it be something?
Yeah, he wants it to be a residency.
Yeah.
So, hey.
That's good dough.
3 nights where?
If that happens, it's South Point Casino. So he's the guy Mike there runs the whole thing. He really wants it as a residency.
Yeah.
He loves the whole concept.
Right.
So we'll see.
Well,
maybe.
Do.
I don't know.
Yeah, all the way. You get to pick. You work one day. You get the two dark days. You get one. Instead of doing
that.
Two shows a day. How is it for you? Is your first show better than your second show? Or how do you judge it?
No, it all depends. It's really the audience. Like,
it's really not, though, Jim. It's you. It's not the audience.
Well, that's true. No, that's true, too.
It's
got to
be you.
If they're drunk in the second show, it's definitely going to be a different vibe than the first show.
Right. I change it up all the time. So it's I'm working on a completely different hour right now. So, but if it's a set show, like what South Point is, it's a scripted one-man show. That's a different beast
than stand-up. Yeah, remember in the old days, Jim, doing three shows on Saturday? Oh, those third shows were awful. Started
at
midnight.
I used to get high. They're high. I'm getting high.
Jim Brewer's at the Funny Bone tonight, tomorrow, two shows, 471 joke. Kato Kaelin is at Wizard World Comic Con.
Actually, I'm not. I'm going to Funny Bone. I'm done. Hey, can someone fill in?
After I go to Comic Con.
No, actually, Wizard World, right, at the convention center, a great time there as well as the Funny Bone.
Do you ever meet when you do this? Because you host all these, right? The Wizard World stuff.
Yeah,
host all you ever make friends with another celebrity? You're just hanging out there?
All the time. Yeah, I'm friends with probably every one of them. And the thing is, there's a Q&A part, which is different in some of the cities that are bigger. They have these the amphitheater, and they're set with interviewing celebrities. And they have certain people that do the Q&As. But Charlie Sheen said, I want you to do my Q&A. And so I did his Q&A, and it was just the best experience of my life. The crowd went crazy. I mean, I asked him everything, and he was just so honest with
And the crowd. He's good with us.
He's the greatest.
You talk baseball with Charlie Sheen, Jim, and he will. I interviewed him one time. We were talking baseball about how he had all these jerseys, and he had so much he had to sell all his merchant memorabilia. Just game used jerseys from everybody.
Did. It's a biggest sell last month.
The World Series ring.
Yeah.
But he had so much stuff. And so we said, hey, we know you have to go because it was one of those radio, you get 10 minutes with a guy. And he goes, screw it. I'm blowing off the next interview. Let's talk baseball. And then we did another 10 minutes talking baseball. Huge Reds fan.
Why?
Because his dad was from
Dad's Ohio.
Wow.
I watch All-Star Game with him. So we do a lot of sporting stuff together. And so it's just definitely, and his baseball IQ is through the roof.
It is. He is a huge
Kato,
baseball
when you
guy.
Host a Q&A, I've got to do my first one. I've never hosted a theater Q&A with John Cleese coming up in September.
Oh,
what's the key to that, doing a Q&A like that?
Well, first of all, I mean, obviously,
you defer to them for everything, but
I would just say, did you sleep with Jamie Lee Curtis? Fish Called Wanda, get into that stuff.
Yeah, right.
That right there, you just get out in the open and have that question that the audience goes, where is this going to go?
Yeah.
I'll do it for you.
Okay.
I love John Cleese.
Hey, Jim, what was
Fish Called Jerry.
Jim, what was the commercial? And my wife just sent me a text. Ask Jim Brewer about walking with his daughter in the airport and your daughter sees a boy band.
Oh, that's what I was just talking about when I first came on here with the whole... It was a band I've never heard of. There was two things. One was this, the I don't know, their Australian summer band. They're called Summer Something.
Yeah.
And I went in and do an interview, and I'm talking to these kids, and they're just kids. Mm-hmm. And I left the building. It was like a million girls going like, who are you, the manager? I went, what are you talking about? And they're like, that's the guys of summer. I don't know what the hell they're called.
Guys of summer.
Right? Right? And then when we got off the airplane, the YouTube brothers, I don't know who they are. And Dad, they're 40 million a day. I said, I don't know who this kid is.
Yeah, because off the
air,
we're
talking
about.
It makes you feel stupid if you don't know.
Yeah. No, and he's at the airport with that stupid the skateboard that moves.
Yeah.
This kid's a jackass.
The segue,
Because we were talking off the air about Charlie Puth in studio, and my kid goes, "You had Charlie Puth in studio?" I go, "Who the hell's Charlie Puth?" And then my kids are like, "You're an idiot."
Taylor Swift. I came in, I was talking to Taylor Swift. I know her, but they were like, "You're just talking to Taylor Swift?" I'm like, "Yeah, I just couldn't believe how young and tall she was."
Who's the redheaded kid that's real talented, but everybody hates him?
He was on Game of Thrones.
What's his name?
Donald Trump?
Sheehan. I met him too, and we were just talking, and he was up in the morning, and he's got this, he's got like this English accent,
right?
And he was asking me to come hang out. Went no, and then I took a picture. And I said to my daughter, like, "You know this guy?" She's like, "Are you?" You know, A-R-F-K. Yeah. I went, "Who is?" Like, "It's Ed Sheeran." I said, "I don't know who this guy is. He's a cool English guy."
Jim, you would like this story. Back in the day, you know Jack Buck, voice of the Cardinals, right? My buddy was...
Jack.
Yes. Jack Buck.
Yeah.
And my buddy was filling in at a radio station, KMOX, where Jack worked. And so I'm sitting in like the green room, and Jack Buck comes in. He's talking to me for an hour, right? Yeah. He thought I was his daughter's boyfriend. And when the boyfriend came in, he goes, "Who the hell are you?" I go, "I'm Scott. I'm with Howard." He goes, "Screw you." And he starts talking to the guy. I thought I was someone else. And he's like, thinks I'm like his best friend. And then the other guy, "Who are you?" I go, "I'm Scott. I'm with Howard."
Oh, God.
Yeah, Brewer, you meet a lot of famous people. You too, Kay. I mean, between the two of you, man.
Yeah, and
we
could
drop
I mean,
a lot of names.
Yeah.
You should write a book, both of you. Like, have you ever thought of doing that, Kato? Writing a book?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
I wrote one.
Crayons.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
What was it about? Just you or SNL or your stand-up?
Everything.
Or?
It was my journey from beginning to now, balancing family with fame and all that.
I hope you had that story where Lauren Michaels didn't like you in the reading, the one reading, because he thought you were stoned. You're like, no.
Oh, he pissed me off.
Middle of the morning. This is how I look.
Really,
I'm not stoned.
What's the story? I didn't hear it. What?
Well, I auditioned twice, and then he had me come meet him. And, you know, they make you wait an hour, hour and a half outside the room. And then when I went in there, it was a really bizarre meeting. And then when I left, my agent went, "Can I ask something?" "Yeah. Just be honest. Were you high at the meeting?" I went, "No, it wasn't high." Because Lauren thinks you were high. I'm like, dude. He made me wait an hour, and when I walked in, he didn't say nothing for 2 minutes, and he's eating popcorn. If anyway, he was high.
So what happened?
No, I was really angry about it. I was really bothered by that. And I do look high all the time, and so they had me again and again, and I was finally the last. The way I was hired, I'll never forget this. They had me in. They already had Will Ferrell and the whole new cast. It was the 95 cast. Norm was the only one that was a star that was still there, and Spade. And I sat there, and Lauren said, "Well, we have to make a decision by next week, and there's a lot of people here that are really pulling for you, and there's a lot of people that are not. So we'll find out soon." And I'm like, so I waited 2 hours. And then I eventually got it, and he even
and
said,
"No, I don't want it."
Oh no, yeah, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
were you at SNL and Jim Brewer's with us? Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow at the Funny Bone. 471 joke. Were you there when Eddie Murphy was trying to get a hold of David Spade to kick his ass?
Oh yeah, no, I heard that whole thing go down.
Yeah,
it was we were in the writer's room, and for those of you don't know, David Spade went on the air. And he did an Eddie Murphy joke, and he showed a star, and he went, "Oh, look, a falling star." And he showed a picture of Eddie Murphy, and the crowd booed in the dress rehearsal. They all booed. And he went, "Ha, ha, ha, you guys are..." And so clearly, we thought it was going to get cut. He did it live, and the place booed again. And so Monday, we're all in the writer's room, and one of the guys came and said, David, you got to pick up the phone because he called again and he says he's coming. Come in here. He's gonna kick your ass.
Eddie Murphy.
He's coming
yeah.
in here now.
He's so freaking out,
and,
right?
And Dave went, all right, I'll call him. So he goes down the hallway and it's me, Tracy, and like four other guys. Like,
Tracy Morgan.
Oh my God, it's gonna be great. This is gonna be great. And you can hear Spade on the phone going, No, I know if it wasn't for you, I'd have no career. Yeah, no, I know you make $10 million a movie. Hey, listen, I know you saved the show. I wouldn't want my ass kicked. No, you're the greatest thing in the world. It was stupid. It was real. I so apologize. I apologize. He squirmed for a good 10 minutes. And me and Tracy was like, oh, man, he's getting it. He's got the big time with Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy's been drilling David Spade, yo.
He was going up and down the hallway.
Yo, David, Eddie Murphy on the phone right now.
But ultimately, wasn't it Lauren's fault for not cutting it?
Well, I...
Yeah.
Hey, listen, that's a mobster. I'm not going after the head of Columbo. I guess so at the end of the day.
After that call, they were at a concert, and it was Brad Pitt and Spade, and then it was Chris Rock with Eddie Murphy. Ooh. And then Brad Pitt told Spade, because Murphy was giving him the eye. You know when a dude wants to kick your ass and he's eyeing you?
It was yes. Eddie Murphy.
Murphy was giving him the eye. No, but he hated. He wanted to kick Spade's ass. And they didn't talk for 20 years.
Was it the Australian boy band?
and Brad Pitt said,
Callback.
Brad Pitt says, I got your back. And Chris Rock tells the story how Eddie Murphy's telling me I'm going to kick his ass at the concert.
Oh, God, I believe it, too. And if, you know... God bless the late Charlie. If anything, I would have been more worried about Charlie because Charlie was very protected over his brother Eddie. Charlie would have been like, "You Dave, I'm gonna kick your ass. Forget about Eddie. Charlie Murphy gonna kick your ass."
Was there ever a celebrity for both you guys? And Kato Kalin's with us. Wizard World Comic Con tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. He's the host, so come see him. Was there ever a celebrity that you thought you almost got into a fight with, or wanted to kick, or didn't like you for whatever reason?
Jimmy, go first. Let me think.
The scariest moment in my life, Joe Pesci wants to meet with me about doing a sketch with him and De Niro. I think I'm going to be in Goodfellas Part 2. I think this is going to launch my career, that he's actually wants to work with me.
Yeah.
This is my childhood dream. I walk in the green room. And he's dressed just like out of freaking Goodfellas. And he's got a pinky ring, and he's got a big fat cigar, and his sunglasses. And I said, oh, God, Mr. Pesci. And he looked at me, and he goes, so you going to thank me for giving you a career? And now, you don't understand, I grew up all around these type of people.
Yeah.
And I knew he was not kidding. He was like, you know, he's very disrespectful. You talking about guineas and wops. And he said, are you Italian? I said, no, but I grew up. I didn't ask you if you grew up Italian. I said, are you Italian? I said, no, I didn't tell you. Then where do you get off saying words like guinea and wop on television?
Which also comes down to what you said. Is it Lawrence? He said to me, he goes, at the end of the day, it's your mouth who says, no one cares about who wrote it or who's editing it. You're the one saying that. I feel very disrespected for that. Dude, I had swamp ass hard.
How bad?
Hard. And there was a moment where I thought, I'm going to have to pay him 10% the rest of my life. 20%. I'm going to be, I need you to do this job in Nicaragua for 8 months. You're going to be filming a movie. Wink, wink.
But yeah, that was, and then he changed his tune when he saw that I meant no disrespect.
Yeah, yeah.
And he laughed, and then we were cool. He's like, hey, did you meet Bobby? And he just said Bobby. He didn't even say De Niro. And then it turned out good, but I was scared to death. I was really scared. And I don't care what anyone says to this day, he was coming at me.
He wasn't putting you on.
No. I don't care. Even if he said, I swear I was kidding. No, he wasn't.
Kato, who'd you have a go with?
It's not so much a go with, but if I did any events during the 90s or even like the trial fight, a red carpet, you get the sneers. I'd get the look like, why is he here?
Yeah.
And so that was sort of like, oh.
I had to wear on you after a while.
Well, because they don't know me. They don't know the spirit. And it wears you down.
It's like,
and then you hear, and you can hear your name. you can hear something like Kato, da, 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 and you are so aware of your own name.
Yeah.
If someone's talking bad about you, that it wounds you. It's like, oh God, it's just my stomach.
Yeah.
So bad.
You could be
so
like Cher and Prince. You just need Kato. You don't even need the Kalen.
Yeah.
There's only one Kato. Well, the guy in Green Hornet.
The money
but
the same
he don't
person.
Count.
They would look at you like a 12-year-old smoking. Ugh.
but normally not everything's great with people.
Well, end with this then. Last big celebrity you saw when you were home in Hollywood. You're on the road now. I know you're traveling with a lot of famous people.
What?
When
you're
last biggest celebrity you've seen in the last 6 months.
He's in trouble.
Or talked with. Or
I hang out. I just mentioned I hang out and watch a lot of sports with Charlie Sheen. I would say also a dear friend of mine.
I said big star.
Bill Maher. Bill Maher. I love his show.
Bill Maher.
I've been friends for 24 years. So just went
you ever
to his
go to a strip club with Bill Maher?
He got away with it.
Yeah, he likes the strip clubs.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Boy, he got off the hook for dropping that N-bomb.
Strip mall. No, he didn't get off the hook for that.
Well, that was not, that still was employed. A lot of other guys wouldn't have been.
Yeah, but it's HBO. Yeah. Come on. These are advertisers to fire him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right,
it's a great show. Jim, I love show.
Last big celebrity. Huge.
Rocker. Stop it, Jim.
A rocker.
The Metallica guys, yeah.
Yeah?
The Metallica guys.
Yeah.
They're coming
Brian
on tour,
Johnson,
the new tour, don't they? Metallica's got coming.
Are they coming back
at
the stadium?
Yeah.
It's the best concert I've seen in like 30 years.
Yeah. Remember Monsters of Rock when they did it with Guns N' Roses? That was awesome.
It wasn't Guns N' Roses.
Or was it Van Halen? It was a long time ago.
It was Van Halen, Scorpions, Metallica, Dokken, and Kingdom Come.
Yes. They played at the Metrodome when I was a kid, like 1990. It was huge.
And Metallica just blew everyone out of the water. And you're like, oh my God, who are these guys with jeans and t-shirts? Just swinging their heads going, are you with us or no?
Speaking of music, I just was a guy from Ohio, very famous guy, Patrick Carney. I was just at his concert. He's the Black Keys, drummer for the Black Keys.
Yeah,
he just got
right
engaged
now,
to Michelle Branch. They live where I live in Toluca Lake.
She's from Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we
all
went to
the
concert and invited him. Yep. So it was like, oh. And so all his buddies that are Akron to Columbus are all coming to the show. So this whole connection of the Black Keys coming to...
enjoy your weekend here, man. It's really good. Really good seeing you again, Kato. I appreciate it. And Jim, always a pleasure.
Hot stuff, man.
You'll be back again, I hope, soon.
Yeah, 471 joke. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow. Kato, Wizard World, Comic-Con. Go to the convention center all 3 days.
Selfies are $300, but come on and get one.
Mine's only $25.
All right.